This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 9/10/20. This is show number 114. And Nick, the rally from yesterday, the rebound continues on.
Yeah, well, we had a good rally earlier, but it has faded. So now we're basically back to the flat line. In fact, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 190 points. It's now negative 40. The NASDAQ's still holding on to a little gain, up about $23 right now, but that was much, much higher earlier. And the Russell 2000 is flat. The S&P 500 is down a little bit here, just fractionally. So again, markets right now are still struggling. And as I said, you know, yesterday, and we talked about it going forward, we are in that window of the election. And you got to be cautious here because there's going to be a lot of choppiness each and every day right now. And the markets had that big sell-off last week. So I think you still got to be in caution mode. There's no green light over here at this point in time.
Interesting, interesting. So these elections really are so disruptive to the markets.
They are. They're very disruptive. And we've never had really any type of election like this in my lifetime. Maybe this has happened 100 years ago or so, but nothing that I recall. Quite like this that we're seeing. We've never seen a slanted media like we see. It really is rather remarkable. I think everybody's got to be on high alert at this stage of the game.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, looking at the jobless claims, so we came in a little bit higher than expected.
Yeah, the initial weekly jobless claims number reported this morning, they came in at 884,000. Versus an expectation of around 813,000. So a little bit higher, but, you know, still below that psychological 1 million mark. The weekly continuous claims number was 13.358 million. I think this was an increase of about 93,000 from the prior week. So again, you know, it's nothing terrible, nothing great. Seems to be where things are starting to be a little bit more steady. But remember, if those closed states start to open up their economy, the jobless numbers would improve much, much quicker. And unfortunately, politics are at play here, and that's not happening.
It looks like if the courts are going to save us, come to our rescue, it better be soon. There's like hundreds, maybe thousands of lawsuits against these governors, mayors, who have totally usurped the Constitution and totally gone way, way beyond the realm of what you would think would be reasonable under the circumstances.
Well, if you're in New York City, and I'm from there, I have relatives that live there. I mean, it's absolutely disgraceful what's going on there. I mean, people should be up in arms. They should be absolutely irate about how this whole situation has been handled. I mean, just hundreds of businesses, if not thousands, really, just destroyed. Many will not reopen. And people are fleeing. I mean, I'm hearing, you know, 3,000 people a day are leaving New York.
Yeah, the moving companies are turning people away. Business is so good. And what a time to be a U-Haul franchisee in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut, right?
Yeah, it really is rather incredible. The problem is, I guess they have to get those U-Hauls back up north once they come south. So that probably takes a little bit of an effort to do. But it really is incredible, the exodus that's taking place up north.
Yeah, it's a real diaspora. And, yeah, well, eventually I think they just flatbed all the trailers back up north because nobody is moving from south to north unless there's a job involved or family or something else. Everyone is the trend is the opposite. And it's also moving from west to east or, you know, in terms of the southwest. California, Pacific Northwest, they're fleeing there as well.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't blame them. I mean, if you just see what's going on there, it's really atrocious. And, you know, I mean, the media will tell you it's peaceful protest, but I mean, all you got to do is, you know, look at your YouTube channel. If they don't censor the video, it's really just unbelievable what's going on. But I mean, by this time right now, even with the so-called coronavirus, I mean, we could actually be doing much, much better if these states, these blue states would have opened up. I mean, it's rather remarkable how they just want to stay closed and they just want to hurt all the people that are living there.
Yeah, and there's virtually very few coronavirus deaths in New York, in New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Michigan. These are the states staying closed. In California, relatively few, considering it has a population of 40 million people. So anyway, enough of the politics. Well, eventually they'll have to reopen because they won't have a choice. They're going to have revolutions on their hands. Gold and silver, they were rallying really strongly earlier this morning, and now they've faded a bit as well.
Yeah, they faded a little bit because the market faded a little bit. And a lot of people don't realize gold and silver generally will inflate when the market inflates. If the market starts to sell off, they'll come down as well. Right now, you do have gold futures as we speak up about 9 points, but they were higher by almost $20 earlier. So we've definitely seen a little bit of a fade there in the gold market. But I actually love what gold is doing. I just love this backing and filling, backing and filling, backing and filling. The more it does it, the next big breakout is going to be just a monster move down the road. So again, you know, every time gold gets knocked down, it seems to be bought up. Every time it tries to make a move higher, it seems to get knocked down these days. But that's good action, in my opinion. That's what you want to see. What we call that consolidation, and consolidation is the name of the game.
When do you think the next big move is coming, Nick?
Well, the charts right now are telling me we need more sideways action to go. So what I'll do now is I keep many different time frames up. I watch those patterns. And once I see the patterns fulfill themselves, then it's time to pull the trigger on the long side. But right now, you had that parabolic move. We went really, when you look at gold futures, we had such a soaring move all the way into early August. And, you know, generally you're going to see a few months, you know, normally it'll be 2, 3, 4, 5 months of sideways action, and it builds that base and then it just takes off. But really, it hasn't come down all that much. And that's really, really strong. That's what we call a strong tape that's building pressure to make another advance.
Yeah, strong tape. I like that. And, you know, we talked a while ago, actually, before it started its rise, copper. Copper is, for the first time in years, trading over $3 a pound. It's telling me, when you combine that with other commodities, might have the beginnings of commodity price inflation, but copper could go a lot higher, conceivably.
Oh, I think copper is going to go a lot higher from where it is. And in fact, copper's already had a tremendous move for, you know, basically the last 6 months off the March lows. It was under 2, now above 3, and it's doing the same thing. It's really just starting to put in its consolidation. So let it consolidate for a little while. Back in March, I told my membership copper was the metal to own, and we own stocks like Rio Tinto, Southern Copper, Freeport MacMoran. These are all copper plays, and we've made really, really good money this year on all of those names.
Yeah, and copper plays are also indirectly gold and silver plays, because one of the byproducts, or several of their byproducts, gold and silver, come out of copper mines.
Yes, and again, I would keep copper on the radar. Right now, I think it needs a breather, meaning we want to see some consolidation on the charts. But after a pullback pattern or some consolidation, copper's a buying opportunity.
All right. And that's really fascinating. One other thing, we haven't really talked about it much, but the dollar has been weak for really the past 6 months. It, you know, was trading close to 100, and then now it's down at like 93. What do you see here?
Yeah, so the dollar might still have a little bit more weakness to go, but I think it's getting very, very close to a bottom. And again, it never got down to where I wanted it, but what the dollar has done on a monthly chart, it went exactly down to its 100-month moving average to the penny. And we're talking about the U.S. dollar index, which is the dollar versus a basket of 6 currencies. The most heavily weighted currency in that basket is the euro, the British pound, and the Japanese yen. But the dollar got down to that 100-month moving average to the penny, and it's held there. So I'm going to be watching that pattern pretty closely. The dollar may have bottomed already. I'm still hoping it got one more little slip and it makes it just a little bit of a tiny lower low. And then I do think it's a buying opportunity.
How do you play the dollar?
You can play the dollar several ways. You could buy U.S. You could trade the U.S. dollar index via the futures market, or you can go into the UUP. That's a way to play upside on a dollar. That's an ETF, and that is bullish for the dollar. And the way you do that, you could also go in and buy call options on that. And that's something I like to do because you get a little bit more bang for your buck.
All right. Well, that's it for today. Make sure you go over, take a look at inthemoneystocks.com, see Nick's trading record. Twitter feeds are at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Carrie Lutz, and email us with your questions or comments, kl@carrielutz.com, and Nick will pick up where we left off tomorrow on Friday.
Sounds good, Carrie. Thank you very much.
All right, we got it. And
hey, tomorrow I'm running.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.